Welcome back to New Amsterdam, Sam Moreno, the podcast for creatives inside the mayor, Flobo Boys, in the mayor's office. And we got ourselves a bonus episode because it's Florida Grid League season. And you know, New Amsterdam Radio and New Amsterdam Entertainment is hanging out, being a sponsor of the team, the Orlando Aces. But we have one of these right here. Get there for Alex Velez, everybody. Alex, talk to me. How's life?
Hello. All right. Life is good out here in Florida. It is hot. Imagine summertime. you could already imagine.
So I used to live in Florida back in the day, and it wasn't so much the heat, it was the humidity, man. I couldn't do it.
It's crazy. You know, you get so much tourists that come over here, like in summertime, thinking that it's going to be great, nice, warm weather. Like, yeah, you're going to get warm weather, all right? It's going to be very humid, very hot. Yeah. And you're going to want to go back after a week.
I blame that show CSI Miami because Horatio King had a black suit just chilling, not even sweating.
No way. No way.
What was that going to happen?
That is false.
So you're out there in Orlando, Tampa. Where are you part of the state right now?
I'm in Orlando. I'm like right there on the border of Orlando at Kissimmee.
Okay. That's Orange County, right? Or no?
Technically Orange County, yeah.
Okay, cool. So being with the Orlando Aces, I mean, a lot of people come from all over the planet, all over the world to be on the squad. I mean, what's that like for you? Being in Orlando, seeing people fly in and making it happen?
It's a good feeling. It's just, you know, being... especially like being one of the OGs of the team and then literally living in Orlando, you know, like you bring that feeling of, oh, I'm repping the home team, you know, like I'm repping Orlando. And yeah. I was born and raised over here. So it's a good feeling. Seeing like how we've grown and added so much like diverse players, like it's just crazy, you know?
So I was going to ask the cliche question about how you got started, and I will do that in a second. But what do you mean by OG? Explain to the people what that means, especially when it comes to Florida Grid League.
So I was pretty much here from the very beginning. So like the very first year that Florida Grid League put it together, the very first year I actually didn't make the team, right? Like the first year I went for the practice, those two tryouts. I missed the first one. I came to the second one. I think they already had their mindset and who they wanted for the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it was the first year, but I was trying to like still get it together and get more organized. But they ended up calling me back a week after because one of the other players dropped. So like, hey, we really need you now. And I was like, okay, sure. And
price went up.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, pretty much, right? So, I mean, after that, I came back and then here I am, what, 6-7 years later? I don't even know.
Yeah, well, I got to ask you then. So I am new to Florida Grid League, and I tell the story a lot to members of your team. Since I used to live in Florida, I got some targeted ads about the Aces specifically like 3 months ago. So I'm totally new to Florida Grid League. I've been learning. I've been watching the content. But what was your decision to jump? Because Grid League, as awesome as it is, it's fairly a young sport. And you have people from like CrossFitting, people from weightlifting basically pouring into this one. What was your reason to say, you know what, I'm going to try this out?
So what I really like about Grid League is that it is, you know, it's more of a team sport and more of a specialist sport in that sense. Now, my role is technically utility player, so I do a little bit of both. But what I really love is just that team atmosphere, because I came from playing football most of my life. So, you know, that team atmosphere is something you kind of miss. But it's also like very fast paced, you know, it's like very like go all out and then get out. You know, like it's different from CrossFit in that sense that most of our workouts are very fast, precise, and then you're out.
Yeah. What'd you play in football? I'm just curious.
So I was actually I was a chunkier dude. I was a lineman most of my life. And then I switched over to fullback and linebacker after that. Now, granted, I'm only like 5'6", 5'7" at best on my good days. Oh, yeah. So I ain't too big, but I knew how to play. So
in high school, I played nose. I was 5'7", 275. I was a tank. I was a house.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if you know how to stay low, you know how to use your center of gravity to your advantage.
Right. That said, I had to teach myself 4-point stands because I didn't have the balance to say what. All right. Man. So I was asking this question to a lot of your teammates. The Orlando Aces as a franchise has historically been an underachieving squad. But last year, it looked like things were on the up and up. Things were trending upward. Is there any pressure from your end, the OG, to make sure you keep down that trend for the next upcoming season?
No, I don't feel pressure on that. I try to keep it where how can I say this in the best way? Like, no pressure in the sense that, I mean, I mean, there's going to be pressure. People are going to put that pressure on you, you know, like they're going to see that what you did last year, you almost had it last year. You got to do better this year. We have the squad this year, but you can't really let that get to you. And I don't really feel like that pressure's on me for that. Like, we just keep working, keep getting better, and fix what we can fix. And especially grid as a sport, a lot of it's pretty much, it all comes down to like how many times you mess up in a race, pretty much. Like how many faults you can get in a race, that'll determine the winner. So,
as long
as we could stay clean, we're good.
A lot of people compare, and this is from my perspective, I would compare grid league to like to CrossFit, to weightlifting, to all those kind of traditional sports. But to me, there's a lot of elements of Formula One where like it is like one bad curl can start off a cascade of the entire race. True. I couldn't imagine because I have the worst form ever. Does that go through your mind, or is it when you're in the moment, it's kind of like, you know what, everything's clear, just make sure I do my thing and make sure that you get ahead of them points?
Yeah, no, I mean, at this point in time, it's not, like, it doesn't, like, even when I do mess up during a race, you just keep going. You keep going or, like, try to figure out what you're doing wrong, and you just keep rolling with the punches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because if not, if you let it get in your head or if you think about it too much in that moment, oh, you will mess up the whole race. So, it's good to just focus.
Well, good thing nobody boos, right? So you talked about your position on the team, but let me ask you about your role. I mean, everyone has. Are you more of a cheerleader? Are you the team mom? Are you somebody that is? Are you a drill sergeant? Like, where is Alex on the team when it comes to personalities?
So that's a really good question. I don't know. I guess I got to ask the team that. Like, hey, what do y'all think of me? right?
Yeah, like, don't tell me to my face. Just like send an email.
Yeah. Just send me an email if it makes you a little more, you know, more brave about it. But I want to say, like, I'm the captain of the team, or one of the captains of the team now.
Well, why'd you air quote? Are you or not?
Because I feel like, you know, like, I don't like that title. I feel like, because I don't feel like I'm the most athletic or I do the most work at all at any point. But
yeah,
you know, the whole team's just stacked with talent, and I'm like, I see all these guys, super strong guys and girls, and I'm just like, hey, what's up, guys? You know, so
yeah.
But I say more like, I just try to make sure everybody else is doing okay. Like, I'll reach out to them on the side, you know, like, hey, how you feeling? Everything's going good. You know, if you practice this race, like I'll always check up on everybody, and I'll always make sure everybody's doing okay and they're like mentally ready. And then also, you know, I try to lead by example whenever I'm in a race, you know, like if I'm in a race, I make sure I can do the absolute best I can to at least provide that assurance, you know?
Well, you're a captain of me, dang it. I'm going to buy a Captain Alex jersey right after this. But let's take a step back. Man, I can't imagine being a competitive athlete in this world was the dream, or was it? What was the dream when you were growing up? What happened? How to shift? Walk me through that.
Oh, I always wanted to play football. Like, that was my dream going. But yeah, I always wanted to play football. I knew my size was going to be an issue for the positions I was playing in high school. And I actually tried to walk on to UCF, but I ended up getting more involved I ended up messing up my knee and my shoulder playing backyard football. You can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty rough. That took me out for a while. But then I actually hired a personal trainer. It was more football focused, and he was doing CrossFit at the time. And this is years ago. He was doing CrossFit at the time, and he would just invite me to do like his CrossFit workouts. And here we are.
So when you wanted to be a football player, was it like a particular team? Was it a particular player that made you go, oh, I want to be this guy? Did you have a poster of Dan Marino on your wall? Like,
nah, I wasn't Dan Marino. I love defense. It was the linebackers. I love defense. So for me, it was like Ray Lewis, you know, like.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of that time.
Dating myself. Dan Marino, who's that? 10 years later, I totally understand that. I asked that question too because, you know, I'm from Brooklyn originally. And when... if you're tall and a brother, they want you to play basketball. And if you're wide and a brother, they're like, yo, do you play football? My heart was never in it. Like, I had the idea of like the fame. And I learned the first time you have to like love the passion of the sport because that's how you get injured or I injure other people. And I took a couple broken fingers and that was pretty much it for me because I couldn't handle it. But for me, the dream was always entertainment. And I guess even though it wasn't the way I wanted to do it, like I thought I was going to be a Power Ranger when I grow up, I think I'm entertaining now. Do you feel like you get a chance to express that athlete muscle in this grid league environment, or is there something else that you want to accomplish on the horizon?
Oh, for sure. No, I definitely. That's what I mean. That's a big reason I love grid is just I'm able to, you know, I go out there, have fun with the team, show some athletic capabilities. So it's all fun.
During the downtime, personal trainer, right? Talk to me about your business. Like, how does it like impacting other lives? You know, coming to you being like, look, man, I'm flabby. I need your help. Make me ripped. Hashtag please.
No, it's that's been a fun journey. I started Trinity Wellness and Athletics probably like 3 years ago now. I was just, you know, I was coaching at different gyms. I had a 9-to-5. I was like working as a water park supervisor at a resort for a while.
Okay.
Left there, I just did my own thing, and I've had a lot of clients that came up to me, some good stories, good weight loss stories, and I made good friends. You know how it is. Like, clients become friends after that. You know, when you get them through such a hard, such a hard space in their time. You know.
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to Trinity Wellness Athletics. We'll have the ad in the show notes. And well, my journey, actually, I hate using the word journey because journey just sounds like our Instagram. My journey. You know what I mean? But like, I remember the day. It was February 26, 2009. I walked into a gym that had like the training services, you know what I mean? And I was 375 pounds. And I met my trainer, Rashawn Underdew. And yeah, he put me on the elliptical and yeah, he gave me some weights, but there really is that mental block when you first get in there, right? Because you like, you don't like yourself. You don't think you can do anything and someone has to coach you and believing yourself to even attempt a box jump or even attempt 10 push-ups or something like that. I mean, does that weigh on you when someone says, I want help, but I can't? Or is it one of those things where you just understand it comes to the territory?
Oh, no, I mean, I understand that part, you know, and especially now after I've been doing it for a while, it's definitely... The hardest part that I've seen is just the mentality of getting someone like to even one be consistent to come to the gym, you know, and doing everything outside the gym. Right. And you could literally paint the picture, paint the path. But the hardest part is helping them or holding them accountable, you know, the whole time.
Yeah.
And just getting it through like switching hobbies, switching lifestyles. Like, hey, you're so used to doing things this way. And this is where it's gotten you. We have to do a whole lifestyle switch to this way, to where you want to go and what you want. And that's not, people think it's easy. Like, they just tell you what to do and you do it. It does not happen that way. It's and you have to take it step by step, goal by goal, to make it easier, to make that transition easier. And it's going to take time. It's going to be in like a never ending process. Anybody will tell you that, that's been, you know, 350 pounds and lost all that weight. They'll tell you it's a never ending process.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had a birthday as I record this on Sunday, and I had like some donuts, and the whole time I was like, oh man, if I have an extra donut, it's going to be a slippery slope. let's talk about the naming of your business. There's a reason why it's called Trinity Wellness and Athletics. If you're comfortable with sharing that story, like, why you decided to name your company after that?
I don't know. It was more of like just the Trinity, and it was like mind, body, soul, just keeping all fitness together, you know?
I mean, that you're just glossing over it, man. Mind, body, and soul is pretty major, right? The harmony of it all. Give it up. Give yourself some flowers, baby. I love that. I love the interplay between all of those. Because we all know what's in a name. New Amsterdam started off as a notebook company, and now I do podcasts and live events. It's just kind of like what you brand yourself as. But it's not just that, right? So when you are working on your body, oh, you're on the clock, you do one thing. But what do you do when the day is over? Like, how do you unwind? How do you get prepared for the next day? What do you do when you have a day off?
Man, well, you know, entrepreneur life is not. You already know. It's not a 9-to-5.
No, it's not.
Two competitions that we got that we host as well. Me and my partner Guillermo. He's one of the gym owners that I coach at. We're constantly working on that as well, trying to bring those up. But you know, let's talk. When I'm like not worrying about work, right?
Right.
I'm sitting home. I'm with my kids. With my girlfriend. We're all just relaxing. We'll play a little bit of video games. We'll if the kids allow, you know, we'll play some video games. We'll watch some movies with them. Yeah. Honestly, that's pretty much what we're doing in our downtime, outside of like just going out or just doing random stuff in Orlando, you know.
When was the last time you had a vacation, and where'd you go? Entrepreneur, man.
Yeah. The last vacation.
Yeah.
Let me see. I don't know if it counts, but we went to Clearwater for 2 nights in Tampa. It's probably the last, like, and it was probably like 2 months ago. So that was not that far.
Their water's pretty cool. I mean, what, like, is it kind of like, when you, as someone who lives in Florida, right? When you go to Clearwater, what do you do? Is it kind of like a shopping thing? Do you like stay in the hotel? Like,
nah, we'll stay like one of the hotels down there, and we'll just go by, because it's right next to the beach, so we'll just go by the beach and just hang out, you know. Cool. It's like 2 hours away from me, so.
I love those getaways. I'm kind of spoiled here in Los Angeles. Like, Vegas is 4 hours away, so I've done that too many times. Talk to me about the Central Florida Championship, man. Like, I am totally new to this whole world. Just walk me through it for someone who's just a noob when it comes to that.
Okay. So Central Florida Championship is pretty much a two-day competition. We started this 3 years ago. Started it from pretty much our home gym. It kind of expanded, so we moved it over to Valor Fitness in Lakeland, which is pretty much a warehouse, a fitness facility warehouse. Like, they just have all the equipment there, right? And if you look at a lot of, even Gridley, they use a lot of Valor's equipment. So they're pretty involved with gyms and fitness in general in the whole community. But it's a two-day CrossFit competition. We have individual divisions, and we have co-ed teams of two divisions. So it's been expanding every year. We're trying to get bigger sponsors for it, but it's been looking really good. So,
just as a East Coast guy living out west, how did Florida become the mecca for those that wanted to be fit and buff and slender?
I guess just, you know, that hot weather all year long. People are pretty much shirtless all year long. So
might as well look good doing it.
I feel like California is pretty up there too. I mean, if you think about the state, it's Florida, California, even Texas, really, I believe.
I would say, as somebody who lives about 2 miles from Muscle Beach, California saved my life, because you can pretty much run in January outside. And I think that if I was in a place with a winter, I probably wouldn't have gone to the gym or stayed with it. So you're absolutely right. But it's kind of funny. There's so many grid leagues, or so many things are happening in Florida. It's like a new hotbed there. So proud about that. So I asked other people on the Orlando Aces about your thoughts of Taylor. Like, well, just let me know. Is she dope? Is she great? I mean, if you don't like her, let me know. Now's the time. What's it like working with the co-captain of the team?
No, she's awesome. I look up to her a lot, because you could tell, like, she's got that dog in her. Like, when she's going out there, like, she knows how to turn it on as an athlete. And you could tell she's an athlete. Like, you could see when someone got it. And Taylor definitely got it. So, like, when she's out there, she's getting a little older. She's 38. She just turned 38. But, you know, but she still got it. Like, she can still go out there and turn it on and go all out. And she has that switch, and it's inspiring to see, you know. Yeah. But she also could be calm when she has to.
As somebody who just turned 38 himself, this interview's over. No, I'm just kidding. You're absolutely right, man. That's cool. I love everyone has a good thing to say about someone. That's always a good sign. That's what I always want to do. That's how you pass on a legacy. But here in New Amsterdam, Randy, we ask our guests some questions, little quick ones, you know, if you're down. This is what I like to ask everyone, so not just you, but I'm just really curious in your case. What is your favorite junk food?
Anything chocolate.
Okay, like cake chocolate, or like milk chocolate, like candy?
Yeah, like candies. Like,
okay, respect. Mm. What is on your travel bucket list, good sir?
You know, I always wanted to go to Australia, but...
Oh, me too!
Yeah.
Yeah!
That was always like something on my mind, like Australia. But man, the more videos I see on Instagram about these crazy animals, I don't know.
Oh yeah, you gotta stay around the perimeter, get all your hotels on the 25th floor.
That's what it looks like. And then even then, you might have some like crazy spiders come after you. I don't know. It's terrifying. Imagine.
Yo, here's what you do to Australia. Why'd you go? The spiders, bro. I'm out.
Too much spiders. I'm good.
Everyone collects something, man. What do you collect?
Man, see, you hit me with some hard ones. Collections. I don't think I really have any
Funko Pops.
See, I wish I was that cool. No, I mean, I got some little figurines in the back, but that's just like gifts that people gave me, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'll throw it back there with some anime figurines.
I see like a whole like box full of like wrist tapes or like high adhesive shirts. You know? For me, I like to collect enamel pins. That's my jam. So I like to go to all the sports teams and I get the pins. I'm getting like, it's getting out of hand here at the house. I got like boards upon boards all strewn about the house.
Oh yeah. See, yeah. The collection though. That's good.
Yeah, man. Because that's what we have. That's what we hold our memories on. So, what is your least favorite muscle group to work out? Are you a leg day guy?
I think I'm pretty even. I don't.
You hit them all.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I hate working out,
I
mean, bro.
I mean, if we're talking about what hurts the worst, it'd probably be legs.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Because a lot of the times you're squatting and it's just your whole body's involved, you know? Right. So, I mean, it hurts the worst, but I can't say I don't like it. You know, like I know the results or the positive effects from it. So it's like, I don't know. I would say, let's go legs.
I don't know. I see it's like a cop out. It's just like, well, everybody hates legs, so I do too. But if you're like, oh man, triceps, like, let me know. You know what I mean?
It's all nah, see, I don't mind everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's the people we'll look at first, of course. Even if I hated it, I'll try extra hard to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. You're gonna do extra hard to get the little pump, you know, walk around.
So I gotta ask, as someone who was one of the longest tenured members of the Orlando Aces, what keeps you coming back? There are other teams in Grid League, there's other vibes, there's other sports you can do, but year after year, season after season, you don't drop. What keeps you in the mix?
So one, Orlando being the hometown, you know, being there from the beginning just feels good. You've seen the team, and a lot of our players are just, they keep coming back. Like, they do 1 year and they're like, hey, this is it. Like, you guys are family. We love this atmosphere. And they keep coming back. And that always feels good and it makes you want to work harder for the team. You know, it makes you want to like, man, these people really believe in this. Like, we all believe in this. Like, let's bring the trophy home. You know, that's really what goes on my mind. Like, I can't drop until we bring that trophy home.
Yeah, you know? There's so many different flavors of other teams. You know, some teams mm-hmm. seem to be a little bit faster, a little bit flashier. They got different color schemes. But how would you describe what makes your team stick out in this league? What makes Orlando different than the other seven squads?
I think it's a family dynamic, but I feel like everybody could say that. You know, they all probably have different family dynamics in their teams, you know? Mm-hmm. But we really, after our first year, when Taylor got involved more in the second year with all of us, we really made it a thing to rebuild and just make sure, you know, pretty much make sure that we have that family dynamic as like the center.
Yeah.
So that being said, pretty much like no egos, like we don't let any egos in the team. And we'll, if we feel like there is an ego, we'll pull you aside. We'll talk to you, we'll, you know, try to squash it before it gets any crazier.
Sure. Sure.
But other than that, I think we all pretty much share that fame with each other. Like whenever like Grid's posting us and stuff, like we all are happy for each other for the most part. You know, a lot of times you'll see a lot of teams and there'll be individuals that are upset that they're not getting as much shine as like some of the other players, and they'll kind of like eat them alive from the inside. But yeah, like I said, we just try to nip that in the bud way early before it even starts.
Yeah, that must be frustrating if your training's being in peak physical form and then you aren't as used as other competitors. Like, does that weigh on you as a player as well?
For me, no, because I know, and like I've seen it for so long, and I'm pretty close with Taylor. Will communicate with me on things like, hey, this is going to give us the best possible outcome to win. And I think if you're on the team but you don't have that mindset, like, hey, even if I'm not doing every race, or even if I'm only doing one race, if I can't see that the better outcome of winning is more important than me playing, then, you know, you really shouldn't be on the team. Realistically.
Sure.
But I understand that too, you know, and I understand people like, you know, like they come and they train for this and they want to do more. They want to be on the shine. But yeah. Hey, the team, like the win is more important than your play, pretty much.
I totally agree with that. Wholeheartedly, I guess maybe I'm being a little bit nosy here because of the structure of the league and how individual players have all the responsibility, but have some responsibility of acquiring some sponsorships. Not being able to play might be an extra layer of frustration. I was always wondering how you mitigate that if someone's like, no, man, Flopito Energy is paying me $5 per appearance. I'm sitting on the bench.
Yeah, no, I mean, I haven't had an issue with that yet, but if I can imagine, like, if that was the deal and you're not playing, then I can see why that would be an issue, you know?
Right. Like, and another tough question. No, I'm kidding. What's one thing for your others out of here? What's one thing you think that Grid League can do to help grow, to get to other more eyes on the sport?
They've been actually doing a really good job over the years. I think what really boosts them up, and this is just me outside looking in, but I think what really like helped get us a bigger audience was that COVID year, because everybody was kind of at home, you know, like not really doing much. And here's Grid still posting like they were really jumping on social media during that time. And so like, that's where everybody's on their phone looking like, oh, wow, what's this? And it just, they, I don't even know how many, they probably tripled or quadrupled their audience after that year. But they've been doing a really good job at like marketing, getting bigger sponsors, you know, creating the YouTube channel, creating the live streams. I would say if they just, you know, if they want to keep going the way they're going, just sharpen up on like the stuff they already have, make sure the technicalities are all good, everything's good. And I mean, I'm not a marketing genius, but but I think,
but you are the captain of the team. No air quotes, baby. But thank you so much for being on the show, Alex. Just being able to pick your brain all about more about Grid, more about your role in the team, more about the Atlanta Aces is always a good time. But now's the time for your own shine, if you will. If someone's listening to you right now, they want to connect with you, maybe get a training session, learn about all the other projects you're working on, how they go about doing that.
Through my Instagram page. I mean, they can contact me through Instagram. They can contact me through email. All that information is on there as well. But at Trinity Wellness. Well, it's at Trinity underscore Wellness underscore Athletics. My email is really, I don't know. I got to recreate that email. My email is like Trinity Wellness, Trinity Wellness Athletics at gmail.com. Okay. Every time I type it up, I'm like, man, I got to change this. Why did I write this? Every time I'm like,
it's only one of the things that takes like 5 seconds, but because you're an entrepreneur, you're like, I'll get to that. And you never,
you handle everything else, and you're like, tomorrow.
Yeah, and if I want to buy some Alex jerseys or merch, because I'm going to totally buy some Captain stuff after this. How do I do that? OrlandoAces.com. Is that the way I'm going to hit up? See what's going on.
Yeah, they have
FGL.com/team/OrlandoAces for sure.
There you go. You beat me to it. Yeah. So that'll be all the merch right there.
Yeah. And what's going on the rest of the week? I know your season's starting to be ramped up. This Friday is the first match of the season. How are you getting prepared for it?
So this, I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the details of our match setup yet. I mean, I don't think it'll be too much of an issue, right? But pretty much, I'm not doing so much in this match. Usually in the past years, I've been doing a lot more, but this first match, I'm not doing too much. Our team is stacked. We just have so many holes filled. It makes sense to switch in and out, you know?
Yeah.
So this match, I have pretty much one job. So I'm just dialing down on that one job, making sure one, I'm physically ready for what I have to do. And then two, just making sure I'm running the mental reps too. Like making sure like, all right, I know I have eight reps here, six reps here. If I know what the movement standard looks like, I know what I have to do. If I get no reps, I know how to fix it. So I'm just running through that mentally. And then I'm writing to our team, making sure everybody else is doing okay as well.
You know what? I definitely had fun on this call, but to be able to have your business and have your client list and then switch to being an athlete and understanding your role takes a lot of mental strain. I'm just so impressed with you and all the members of the Atlanta Aces squad. Wish you the best of luck. Can't wait to get my jerseys in the mail. I've been hounding Taylor for my own to be a part of the squad from here in California. So best of luck this season. Hopefully I can get to come to one of the matches in August, crossing fingers, and you know, go Aces. Aces up.
Aces up. Thank you so much.